Attitude Broadcasting presents BSS Carolina with your host, Rocky JPP. Not only are you a giant, but you are a dummy giant.
Giant dummy.
You'll be in the same unemployment line as Steve Clifford. New job. Release Roberts. Linsanity's a hornet.
Look at all those hockey experts.
Easy.
You know who the next Jordan is?
LeBron.
It's not his fault.
It's just because I like playing devil's advocate.
Never again.
Hall of Famer.
Tannehill.
Game over.
Don't worry. I'll wait.
We've all said it. None of us are hockey experts. I guess we are. We're beating hockey experts.
And big shot.
PJ Harrison. Rudy Gobert. JPP. What a ding-a-ling. Linsanity. I said better. I didn't say good.
Roy Hibbert.
What a ding-a-ling. If Duncan gets the 7 rings, not his fault. With Jordan.
You got plenty of money. Get you a driver.
Bump that. Side pieces. Side pieces. Ronda Rousey.
You can listen to the show on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolina. Welcome to BSS Carolina's on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio.
And always just type in breakdownsportsshow.com. That's where you'll find the webpage. And if you're on iHeart or Stitcher or iTunes, it's always under Breakdown Sports Show. You will see our beautiful faces, recognize the faces in the picture, and tune us in.
Absolutely. We got a great show today. We're going to review, we'll talk briefly about the Falcons-Panthers game. Preview the Bucks and Panthers come up this weekend. Charlotte Independence, I know you want to talk about. And there's a race in Charlotte this weekend.
Is there a race?
You don't know.
It's kind of a big race in the city this weekend.
Absolutely.
It's a huge race.
You want to start with that?
Let's start with that. Right. Bank of America 500, the first race of the second leg of the playoff, where the final 12 are racing for Homestead. As we know, over the past couple of seasons, Toyotas have been the cars, in the best cars at that racetrack. Who you got this weekend, Rock?
Whew, that's a good question. Who you got?
I'm going to take the 78 Furniture Row Toyota, Martin Truex Jr. He has been dominating.
He has been hot lately.
The races the past like 6 weeks. I mean, he's had a strong car all year. I think he has a great chance to win the championship, but I'll take him this weekend.
I'll go with Kyle Busch. He always shows up at this racetrack every year.
It's just something about Lowe's Motor Speedway. Guys want to win in Charlotte at Lowe's Motor Speedway.
It's a big
event. No question. I will be watching from my TV, though, I think. Yeah, I should be watching from my TV for a little bit. Then I have to go to work, so I have to record the rest. But.
Well, hopefully it's not as rainy as they say because of the hurricane. First of all, did we give You know, everybody in Florida be safe. Everybody on the East Coast be safe with what's going on with Hurricane Matthew because it's supposed to hit land tomorrow.
Wow. Yeah, that's right. They evacuated Charleston and the border lines of South Carolina as well.
They evacuated Miami Beach, Florida because Laboratory and they were supposed to do a show. They've got everybody out there.
They're more than likely going to move the Dolphins and Titans game as well. Just stay safe. If you have to be down there, stay as safe as you can. If you can get away, get away.
UCF game. They
already canceled that.
Canceled that. Me and my wife was looking at D.C. because, you know, it's not that far away. You know, it's fine. It looks fine so far as weather goes.
D.C. isn't as close to the coast, so I think you'll be fine. Where National Park is anyway.
Should be okay.
You should be all right.
So, but no, I'll go with hopefully the race is on everything. I'll go with Kyle Busch.
Taking my advice about those Toyotas, man. Gotta pick a Toyota.
Do you have the standings pulled up for NASCAR?
NASCAR, the top 12 right now, since they restarted, because, you know, they was the top 16. They eliminated four drivers. So it's a refresh. But Martin Truex Jr., Kevin Harvick, Kyle Busch, all the Toyotas are in. Team Penske is in. Logano, Brad Keselowski. Team Haas with Kurt Busch is in. And Kevin Harvick, of course. Those are your main players. Those are your main guys to be watching out for. And Austin Dillon was able to sneak in for Childress Racing with the 3-car. So that's a good start for him. And, of course, Hendrick Motorsports with Jimmy Johnson is in there and Chase Elliott are still competing.
So we have, what, three? No, we got more than three races left.
There are three races for this segment before they get down to the final eight. And then there'll be three races there. And then you get the Homestead. So there's seven races left.
Mm.
Seven. Seven to Homestead. Let's go.
Seven left. And Truex, Harvick. Harvick, of course, right now is second. Wow, Truex has got 4 wins on the season already.
Mm-hmm. 2 in the past 2-3 weeks.
Chase Elliott, Jimmy Johnson. Austin Dillon and Jimmy Johnson are the last two right now.
Yeah, those are the last two qualifiers they got in. Their cars are going to have to win one of these next 3 races for them to advance on.
It's possible.
It is. It is. Hey, Jimmy Johnson runs well in Charlotte as well.
Absolutely. I was getting ready to say that. He's always got a good car in Charlotte. There is also a better half dash on Saturday where NASCAR Wives and Girlfriends takes place at 4:30 at the Speedway.
Nice.
The poll for the field of 10 drivers is determined by which driver raises the most money for charity.
Really?
Yeah.
Dang. That's a tough way to win a poll.
She raise you any money?
She better.
That's Austin Dillon's wife. Wow, he looks like he's 15.
He better. She better raise all she can so he can get the number one spot in the poll.
Absolutely.
He needs a win.
But, yeah, it should be a good weekend at the racetrack. I know last year when they had the race, it was a storm that came through that weekend, and it was pretty bad.
And 2 years, of course, Matt Kenseth grabbed Brad Keselowski by his neck and tried to kill him after the race.
We had a WWE event going on.
I'm telling you. But this is Charlotte. Speaking of continuing with the Charlotte sports, Charlotte Independents over the weekend battled the Rochester Rhinos, end up losing 3-1. It was 3-0 to the 76th minute where then finally the Independents got like a mercy goal. So they are out of the USL playoffs, but they still had a good season. At least they made the playoffs, and that's all you can ask for is your team to make a playoff run and have a chance to win a championship. So it feels pretty good. Keep supporting Charlotte Independents. Let's go right into the Charlotte Checkers season. That starts Friday, their preseason game.
Absolutely, this week.
You can check it out live on their website, www.gocheckers.com. Listen to all your favorite Checkers action. And then their first home game, October 28th, at the Bojangles Coliseum.
And hopefully we can get the real Scott Ely on to talk about the Checkers. Because he
is an avid Checkers fan.
Yeah, he's a season ticket holder. He goes all the games.
He needs to get us behind some backstage passes or something so we can get some interviews.
I'm going
to
tell you,
guys on the show.
The next time they have the charity golf tournament this year, we should go.
I'm down.
I don't care if you play or not. I mean, we should just go because last year was a blast.
Whatever I got to pay, I want to get in.
All right.
We'll have Breakdown Sports Show. We'll be part of the sponsor to the charity golf.
I'm good with that. And because usually what you get to do is you get to play with one of the Checker players.
Cool.
You see, I wish the Knights did that, but they do when they do theirs, they're on the road for a away game. And the Hornets, I don't think, do that.
Oh, no.
So, nah.
Oh, no.
It'd be nicer. Anyway, talking about the Hornets startup preseason starts Friday.
They actually have a preseason game tonight.
Tonight.
At the Greensboro Coliseum. Tickets are selling fast. The Celtics are in town. But I was looking at the lineup list of who's going to be available. So Kelly Olynyk, Gerald Green, and Marcus Smart are not playing for Boston. And for your Hornets, no Brian Roberts, no Perry Ellis, Kansas University Perry Ellis, no Mike Toby, no clue who he is, and no Cody Zeller.
There you go, Cody.
But go check out our big three, our new big three.
Oh, my goodness.
In Greensboro. It should be a fun game.
Oh, we're going to go with the big three.
Yes. Day. We're going to run. We're going to have fun. We're going to get up shots. We're going to play love ball. Everybody is getting shots up and moving the ball in this new NBA.
Yeah,
Hornets. You see, I got this warm shirt on.
I'm so scared. I am so scared on this NBA season we have. Next week we'll preview the NBA, but we need to keep progressing, not regress. And I got a feeling this will be a year we regress again, because usually every other year we do it. So
we in, we out. We in, yeah. We out.
So I see 30 wins maybe. We'll see. Week four NFL, the Falcons and Panthers. Not much to talk about. The Falcons put it on the Panthers 48-34.
31.
Julio Jones, thank you. Julio Jones had 300 yards receiving, named NFL NFC Player of the Week.
Has his quarterback as the leading candidate for the MVP award. Matt Ryan, MVP.
Actually, you know, the first quarter, there was Peter King came out with a ranking. He actually has Sam Bradford number one.
I have Von Miller as my league MVP right now.
Yeah, if I'm giving it somebody, I'm giving Von Miller.
I'm giving it to Von Miller. Come on now.
Number two was Aaron Donald.
The Rams have played well, but why y'all keep disrespecting Von Miller? His team is 4-0. He got paid the big contract, and what has he done? Nothing but what he's getting paid
for. Why
are
you disrespecting Matt Ryan?
Because Matt Ryan plays with Julio Jones. I know. I can complete a pass to Julio Jones.
Okay, well, Julio then. One of those two should be in the top five because they've lost the game.
And Julio had a pitiful week against New Orleans. And Matt Ryan didn't have to do nothing. They ran the ball for like 400 yards against New Orleans.
He didn't throw any picks.
They lost at home to Tampa.
Wentz? Jeffrey says Wentz.
No, man. He can get rookie of
the year. He's got rookie of the year right now. I can definitely give him that. I wouldn't give him MVP.
Wentz.
If you're going to anybody on Philly, I'm giving Fletcher Cox MVP vote. If I'm giving one of those guys.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I get it. Wentz, my honey.
All right.
He's just saying that. Dak Prescott MVP. No, I'm just kidding.
Panthers, you know, big game Monday night. The Buccaneers in town. I don't want to say it's a must win, but everybody's saying it's a must win. Does it feel like a must win? And I mean, we want to win the game, no question, but is it a must win?
Absolutely.
Believe it's a must win.
Schedule don't get any easier, man.
I know it doesn't get
easier. You got the Saints next week. The Saints on the road next week. Not
they
easy.
Allow a ton of points. We should be able to score the ball.
But when has been the last time we played in New Orleans and had an easy game? It's been a while.
Never.
Exactly.
And Monday night's not going to be easy either.
Exactly. So
we're the Panthers. We don't play easy games. We always, even if we get a big lead in the game that we feel like, hey, we're rolling, we always let teams back in to where it becomes a gut buster game. That's what the Panthers do.
You know what?
That is their MO.
You will win week 7.
You're
a bye week that week.
We're about to get on this roll. We'll win Monday night. We'll win in New Orleans, get the 3-3, and we'll go on our bye, and everything will be la-di-da.
The week after
Copacetic.
The bye week, you're home to Arizona. We don't know what's going on. We're going to
bust Arizona's ass. Carson Palmer, Drew Stanton, it does not matter.
The week after
that. Do you not remember the NFC Championship game?
The week after that, at the Rams.
At the Rams. Worried about the Rams now.
The week after that, home to the Chiefs.
Home. The Noodle Arm? Your boy Noodle Arm.
Noodle
we worried about Noodle Arm? I don't think so. Come on now. We're better than that.
You better start winning. Thursday night, the week after that, home to the Saints.
Home to the Saints again. Teams that we are going to be able to score the ball on. And by this time, Cam Newton will be in his groove. He'll be getting his second half magic back. And we're going to make this run.
R-E-L-A-X. After that week, you play at the Raiders.
Oh, my God.
Just saying.
Oh, my gosh. At the Raiders.
Hey, the week after that, you play at the Seahawks. It don't get no easier, man. That's my point.
Didn't we win in Seattle last year?
You did.
Did we bust Seattle's ass last year?
Week 14.
Twice.
Hey, if y'all don't win this week, week 14, you could win. That's home to the Chargers.
Could win.
That's a good chance for y'all to win.
By this time, we'll probably be like 11-3.
You better hope so.
10-3. Rolling. Like, all that nonsense about, oh, what's wrong with the Panthers will be old news.
I don't care what anybody says. This week is a huge game. All right? This is a huge game this week because the schedule does not get any easier after this week. It gets rougher. The offense needs to get going, which they haven't got going yet. I'm just like, the defense is getting lit up. There's no pressure on the quarterback. This is a week to do it because you're playing Tampa Bay. Their offensive line is not that good. You can get to them. You better do it this week. They ain't got no running back, so you know they ain't run the ball that well. Sims is probably out. Martin's out.
And that's why I'm over here. I'm calm. I'm cool. I'm not worried about the team. Keep pounding.
There's two reasons why I'm worried about the team. Jameis Winston, Mike Evans.
Hey, they can have them this week. That's fine. The score can be 50-45. As long as we get that W, which we will get that W. And I hate the word must win in the NFL because it's such a short season. Every week is a must win. For the most part, you got to win.
For the Panthers, it's a must win this week. I mean, dude, it gets a lot tougher after this week.
The Panthers will win the rest of their home games, and they only need to win maybe two road games.
Jeffrey says it's a must win. It's a Monday night
game.
There
we go with that.
It is a
win.
Monday night game. You need to come back and make a statement and say, all right, you laughing us at now? Let's show you how good we are.
We will win Monday, and then we will go to New Orleans and win as well. Let's go. Let's go, Carolina.
All right. Who's your X factor for the game?
The defensive line. They, like you said, they got to get a pass rush. No running game for Tampa Bay. Decimated offensive line. No Gerald McCoy on the other side, so the offensive line should be able to hold up. So it's on the defensive line to get that pressure because Ben Wickery can't cover. Trey Boston's an idiot. Michael Griffin is still working into the system. Okay, Bradbury's a rookie. He's still trying to find his way in the NFL. Kurt Coleman can't guard everybody.
Jeffrey says Derek Anderson.
Derek Anderson will be fine. He's been in this offense. He'll come in. He's beat Tampa every time he's played Tampa. Every start he's had is Tampa.
You said defense line. That's good. I'm going to say Coney Ealy. I think Ealy is the difference. We need to see that guy make some plays this game.
And K.K. Short had 11 sacks last year, too. So that's why I said the line, because it's a collection of us. Okay. If K.K.'s getting the pressure and then they focused on him, that opens up Ealy, that opens up Johnson, or vice versa.
So who you going with?
You know I'm going Carolina. I think it's going to be a little higher scoring this year. 34-28.
This is tough, man. Seriously, this is one of the toughest games to call this year, I think. I mean, both of these teams are 1-3. I'll go with Carolina, but I don't have a lot of faith in this pick. 85% of NFL.com users are picking Carolina, though, so – I'm going to go with Carolina, but I don't have a lot of faith in this game. I don't. I mean, after last week, it's just it's Jekyll and Hyde. You don't know what's going to happen this week. You really don't. But I'm going to go – I'll go with the Panthers. I agree with you. It's going to be a high-scoring game, 38-31. I think even if Anderson plays and Cam doesn't play, which right now Cam's missed 2 days of practice, he ain't playing Monday night. He doesn't need to play Monday night, to be honest with you. I mean, if he gets his bell rung again.
It might be 3-4 games.
Does anybody remember Dan Morgan?
Yeah.
Anybody?
Luke Kuechly missed 3 games last year. You don't rush players back from concussions, you know. Anybody with concussion, more than likely, they miss the next game. 99.5% of the time, they miss the next game. So, DA is going to be able to come in and handle his business. One last little piece of Charlotte news, since we are talking football. Former high school quarterback star, Chris Leak.
Did you want to say that for dummies?
I don't want to save it for dummies because right now,
yeah.
is under under investigation for allegedly sexually assaulting a 16-year-old girl in the Orlando area where he was a high school football coach. He resigned Monday. I hope for his sake it isn't true.
Yep.
But just to even have accusations like of this stature come against you are pretty damning.
Yep. That's huge. Hopefully it's not and hopefully it gets resolved.
And if it is true, you are a piece of trash and you need to hang at the highest level to whatever the stiffest penalty is allowed in the state of Florida.
Absolutely. If nobody knows who Chris Leak is, you know him in Charlotte because he's great at Independence High School. His brother played there also, CJ Leak, and then he went to Florida. He was before Tim Tebow. He was Florida. I mean, you know.
Tebow kind of came and just stole his job from him. Yeah, I mean, good thing Chris Leak was a senior at this time because Tebow was going to have the job anyway.
Yep. But that year that it was Chris Leak and Tebow, it was a dominant combination.
Yeah.
Because it was kind of like the Swoops and Bouchel thing.
Exactly, but a better version.
Yeah.
Because Tebow could throw a little bit.
They did win NCAA title.
He won too. He won a Heisman. Tebow.
Yeah. Well, no, that year him and Chris Leak won the title. Let's go top three, bottom three teams real fast. Who's your bottom three teams this week? We can alternate if you want. You go one.
Bottom three. You know who the number one bottom team is.
Cleveland Browns.
Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, we're going to stay with that every week. Who's your next bottom team?
The San Francisco 49ers. They are trash. They are absolute garbage.
By the way, the Browns are the only team that's not going to win yet.
And it's going to be like that for a while because they aren't getting a win this weekend, guys.
You got San Francisco is the next bottom team. I am going to go – oh, man. This is really tough. I'm going to go with the Titans.
They are pretty bad.
Right now, they're pretty bad. By the way, NFC has seven teams at 1-3.
It's just like last year. more teams with losses than wins.
Who you got is the last.
I mean, this is such a tough one because I got two more AFC teams that I could throw in the mix. Can I give a tie to the Dolphins and the Colts? Both of these teams are god awful, and the Dolphins especially with that quarterback back there. And I know he's been through different coordinators and different coaches and whatever you want to make an excuse for this guy, Money Tannehill, money too much on the hill. They are terrible, man. So the Colts and Dolphins round out my top three, four. And there's some more honorable mentions.
Indy, Cleveland, San Diego is Jeffries.
But San Diego's been competitive.
You know what?
Miami ain't been competitive.
Y'all are getting ready to hate me. I'm putting Carolina in it. As my third worst team right now. I'm going to put it up there.
Of course you are.
Here's one.
Of course he is.
It should be a wake-up call that you're 1-3 right now. Just saying. It should be a wake-up call that you're considered one of the worst teams in the league right now. If you watched the game on Sunday, they were one of the worst teams in the league. Dude, I know it got closer because they scored, but it was bad. Watching that tackling was like watching San Francisco 49ers again. Trying to tackle. It's horrible. So I'm going to give them the bottom three. What do you mean, of course?
Of course he is.
I want him to get better.
We be hitting the Cowboys up, so of course he got to – yeah, there's that dart. Boom, bullseye.
Hey, you know, I know somebody in this room that put the Cowboys on the list two or three times last year. I'm just
saying.
Because
they were
terrible. And we were bad. We were bad. Right now, you guys are bad. It's bad. Tell me last somebody you stopped at wide receiver. Time I saw Vance McDonald was taking it to the house.
Let me see who did we shut down Stephon Diggs. He only had 40 yards receiving.
They didn't throw it to him.
They were throwing him the football.
What Kyle Rudolph do?
He had one catch for that touchdown. But the defense was there, man.
All right. Well, who's the top three?
Denver. New England, of course. Minnesota, same as last week. If you want to give an edge to a number one team, since Tom Brady is coming back, you have to say, and Rob Gronkowski is coming back.
You said New England?
New England.
After getting shut out?
With nothing?
All right.
With nothing? Gronkowski didn't play? Brady didn't play? Before the season started, we was like, man, if they go 2-2, that would be awesome.
Yep.
We were talking about, they're going to go 4-0. Come on now. Of course they had to lose one game.
I am going to go a little bit different as always. I'm going I gotta go Minnesota right now. It's been the most dominant team.
They have played the best competition.
Okay? They've played the toughest games. I gotta go Minnesota, Pittsburgh. And don't worry, I'm not putting Dallas.
I know you want to go in. You better put them in there now.
Minnesota, Minnesota, Pittsburgh, and Atlanta in the bottom three right now. Atlanta in the top three right now. I mean, you know, with that win, I got to put them up there. And they have played some rough teams. Look at the Oakland Raiders. They beat the Raiders on the road,
They did beat the Raiders on the road.
They did lose to Tampa. That's a bad loss. But I mean,
they went to New Orleans where they never win in New Orleans. They won in New Orleans 10-year anniversary of them reopening the dome, which they've had some really quality wins too. Atlanta, I'm not mad at Atlanta.
Let's move to the games we'll talk about here in a sec. Josh Norman fined $48,000 for unnecessary roughness penalty on Giants Sterling Shepard. Yeah, okay. Redskins signed safety Dante Whitner.
Dante Hittner, he ain't been relevant since San Francisco, Jim Harbaugh.
All right, let's move into the games that start tonight. The Cardinals at the Niners, no Carson Palmer. Who you got?
Wow. If the 49ers were playing Colin Kaepernick, I might take the 49ers.
It's so tough to take blank. This is a toss-up, man, to me.
It is.
Because you got Stanton and Gabbert.
I think it's a heavy David Johnson night. If you got David Johnson on your fantasy team, he's going to have a monster night for you guys, for whoever's playing him.
Jeffrey's going to San Francisco.
Cardinals 17, Niners 13.
I kind of want to go with Jeffrey on this because I think the Niners have a good chance to win this game.
They do, man. And you heard the lack of confidence in that 17-13 score for the Cardinals. They have better offensive weapons than the 49ers. The 49ers have more defensive injuries. Bowman, of course, just went out for the season.
Yep.
One of their D linemen is not playing tonight. Jeremy Curley isn't playing for them tonight. So they have deficiencies on both sides of the ball, which makes me say, you know what? They just have too much going against them. Let me take Arizona, even though Arizona doesn't give you any reason to make you believe that they can win. But they are just a little healthier, a little better than San Francisco.
I'm going with San Francisco, and here's why.
Take them.
I have no faith in a Arizona Cardinal backup. I don't. I mean, every time a backup comes into play for them, mm-hmm. it falls off. They fall. They completely – the talent leaves. I don't know what happens. And I think the Niners can put enough – I think Carlos Hyde can do good enough against this defense.
Yeah. Teams have been able to run the ball against Arizona. You saw what Shady McCoy did 2 weeks ago. Who they play last week and lose to?
Rams.
The Rams. And Todd Gurley had two rushing touchdowns, even though they stacked the box.
He didn't have a lot, but they passed the ball well. Case Keenum had two touchdown passes. I could see Gabbert having a touchdown pass to McDonald, maybe Torrey Smith.
Maybe.
You know, but that's the only chance.
It's a tough game.
The next game, the Titans at the Dolphins.
We're moving that game to Tennessee, and we're just going to move that off the screen because we don't want to talk about it. Who cares?
All right, who you picking real fast?
Titans.
Yeah, I'm saying.
I ain't picking Ryan.
Jets at Steelers. Interception, Fitzpatrick.
Black and yellow.
Yeah, I'm going Steelers. And that's going to be ugly, I hate to tell you. Bears at Colts.
Chicago.
You going to Chicago?
Colts are decimated. The coaching staff is under fire. nobody believes in that system. They can't keep Andrew Luck protected.
That's true.
Frank Gore's beat up because they have no backup running backs. And Chicago's starting to play with a little belief. Brian Hoyer has a little mojo going. And a big win in Detroit last week, too. They only allowed 17 points. Jordan Howard is going to be a monster. And Brian Hoyer should be able to pick this that secondary apart.
I'm going to go Indy because they need a win.
They needed to win last week.
They must. This is another must win for somebody this week. I think Indy has to win this game. You're playing the Bears, man. Come on. They got so many injuries on defense. I know you got a bad offensive line, but they've got to change their offensive game plan. I mean, they got to get Luck out. They got to get him to get rid of the ball quick and not get killed. So I'm going to go with the
– That might be a high-scoring game too.
Yeah. No, it's going to be a high-scoring game, I think. Texans at the Vikings. 3-1 Texans at the Vikings.
Minnesota goes to 5-0, man. Brock Osweiler hasn't shown me anything to make me believe that he has what it takes to win the big game. I saw what he did in New England. He got shellacked. Yeah, they won last week, but it was Tennessee, and Marcus Mariota has nothing around him except a pretty good running game.
I'm going to go with the Vikings. I just don't trust Osweiler.
We're going with Minnesota. The purple rain. Yep.
The next game, the Eagles at the Lions. I think we all agree the Eagles.
Yeah. But the Lions sometimes have the games they're expected to lose. They pull out a miracle W, but not this week. I don't think so. The Lions defense can't get off the field. Carson Wentz and the Eagles run up the points, the yards.
I'm actually going to disagree with you. I think the Lions win this week. Of course I do. They're playing in Detroit. I don't trust Wentz yet, okay? He finally gets on a road game. See what he does.
I saw him Monday night in Chicago.
That's Chicago. Detroit's got a beer.
Detroit just lost to Chicago last week at home.
I'm going to go to the Lions. I think that Stafford's on finally. And Golden Tate, can you please wake up?
I think he's about to get cut, man.
That's what I'm thinking.
I don't think Matt Stafford like each other.
Because he had one catch last week.
He had like four drops.
I know.
He's not playing up to his money right now.
Then we got the Redskins at the Ravens. The racial slurs at the Ravens.
Ooh, the battle of the
DC?
Battle of Interstate 270.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you get to or 495, one of those. It's probably 495. Interesting. Is it in Baltimore?
It's in Baltimore.
In Baltimore.
I got the Ravens.
I'll take the racial slurs. I like their offense a little better than the Ravens. I don't think Terrence West rushes for 100 yards again.
I don't know. I think he's – and they let go of Forsett again. And Kenneth Dixon's back. So, and then last early game real fast, the Patriots at the Browns. I think we both agree – Tom Brady is going to have a huge game. I see him having 300 yards, 3 touchdowns.
He's probably like $12,000 on DraftKings right now. He's probably the most expensive quarterback on DraftKings.
But I think we're both agreeing that they're going to win this game big.
No question.
It's going to be a slaughter. I can't imagine this being close of a game. All right, that's the end of this segment. Everybody stick around. We got one more segment coming up. We're going to talk some college football real fast, Major League Baseball playoffs, Dummies of the Week, Sunshine Players of the Week. Two words for you and bond for you. You got anything else?
Always, sports is life. Stick around.
You can catch us everywhere.